Down to the core. Down to the core.
Down to the core. Down to
the core.
Hello and welcome to Down to the Core. In today's episode, we will be discussing Elvis impersonators as well as the Kiss Army.
Fanaticism can be found in several different ways. The most present and visual way to spot a true fanatic is through impersonators. Impersonators either do this as a hobby, career, or occasionally for fun, all of which is considered fanaticism. Impersonators tend to be imitating celebrities, especially the top celebs. The most commonly impersonated celebrity in our society is Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. There are several different types of impersonators. First of all, we have lookalikes, who concentrate more on visuals, elements of fashion, and style using accessories such as wigs, costumes, and jewelry. Then we have soundalikes, who concentrate on changing their vocals and singing or talk like the actual celeb. Combination, who try to use a combination of both the visual and oral methods. There are different levels of impersonation, which depends on largely on who is doing the impersonation and for what purpose. They mainly fall under the three main levels of impersonation, which are professional, full-time entertainers who usually do it for a living, amateurs, enthusiasts, or people who do it for a hobby, comedy, usually done as a parody. There are many Elvis contests, festivals, and other events held across the world celebrating Elvis and his many impersonators.
CKX Incorporated, which now owns Elvis Presley's estate, has full control including the grave of Elvis Presley and his family members, along with his home, Graceland, in early 2008. This has seen some impact on what Elvis impersonators and contests have on the media and marketing industry. They begin using the contest along with their Elvis brand to licensing anyone wanting to have an Elvis contest charging a fee to do so. Other contests include Images of the King. They license their contests for $150 per regional site at various places such as VFW's casinos and festivals, with their finals being held in Memphis each year during Elvis Week. The Elvis Extravaganza Contest is a contest put on by the world's largest Elvis Presley fan club, a free membership fan club since 1989. It hosts a variety of contests and tribute shows at major venues and countries throughout the world. Venues to include are state fairs, large festivals, and casinos. The Elvis Extravaganza is the originator of what are called the regional contest qualifying rounds, which the industry has adapted, including Elvis Presley Enterprises. The Elvis Extravaganza hosts a regional round in Las Vegas annually, with a national finals held at a premier venue. The 2010 Elvis Contest Finals and Elvis Presley Fan Convention will be at the Florida State Fair, February 2011. Collingwood, Ontario, Canada holds a large annual Elvis Festival. Also in the UK, the seaside town of Blackpool in England is home to a busy Elvis Wedding Chapel, based at the Queen's Hotel, where couples have their wedding vows renewed by Martin Fox.
The first Elvis impersonators started to appear while Elvis was still alive. Shortly before his death, Elvis himself anonymously took part in an Elvis impersonation contest in a local restaurant he happened to be in, only to come in third place. It wasn't until Elvis' untimely death on August 16, 1977, that impersonating Elvis started to become popular in the mainstream. The large growth in Elvis impersonators seemed tightly linked with his ever-growing iconic status. American protest singer Phil Oakes appeared in March 1970 in Cambridge Hall concert wearing an Elvis-style gold lame suit. His performance may be considered the first significant Elvis impersonation. Andy Kaufman made an Elvis impersonation part of his act, and Elvis himself said that Kaufman was his favorite impersonator. In his act, Kaufman would unexpectedly launch into a skilled impersonation of Elvis Presley. As Kaufman gained fame, the impersonation was used less and less. An Elvis impersonator is someone who impersonates or copies famed American musician Elvis Presley, either as a hobby, a career, in entertainment, or occasionally for fun. Elvis impersonators can range in ethnic background, size, and talent. Professional Elvis impersonators can work all over the world as entertainers, and such tribute acts are in great demand due to the unique, iconic status of Elvis. There are even a number of radio stations that inclusively feature Elvis impersonators. Many impersonators sing Presley songs, while some of the impersonators perform a whole range of Presley music. The raw 1950 Elvis and the kitschy 1970 Elvis are the favorite.
Among the most highly regarded and best marketed bands of all time is Kiss. Kiss has some of the most eccentric fans of all time. The Kiss Army is the official fan club for the American rock band Kiss, as well as the unofficial name used to refer to Kiss fans in general. It started unofficially in 1975. Starkey and Evans, two teenage Kiss fans, began calling a radio station WVTS in 1975, asking for Kiss music to be played. Their wishes were turned down several times, and the two began referring to themselves as the Kiss Army. They sent letters to the station as Bill Starkey, president of the Kiss Army, and J. Evans, field marshal. These letters included death threats and jests of blowing up the station. By July 1975, WVTS started playing Kiss records, often making references to the Kiss Army. Dickerson partnered with Starkey and Evans to promote a Kiss concert at the New Holman Civic University Center. Before the show, Kiss publicist Alan Miller contacted Starkey to converse about this Kiss Army. Members began to join the unestablished Kiss Army, which led to the initiation of the official fan club. Order forms for the Kiss Army appeared in November of 1976 in the magazine Destroyer. The fan group was estimated to gain up to $5,000 each day in sales of merchandise, as well as being 100,000 members strong. After a long period of inactivity, Kiss announced the relaunch of the Kiss Army as the group's official fan club on August 23, 2007. By May 29, 2008, Condoleezza Rice, the United States Secretary of State, had even enlisted in the Kiss Army. All of the information in today's podcast has been gathered from various web sources.